My name is Doug from Paris. I work at Bouvet, which is a Norwegian IT consultant firm. I'm a certified NetWeaver developer, and I've been working with portals for the last 4 years. It's a people.
Okay, what is NetWeaver? I've heard the name go past a little bit, but and I kind of have an idea what it is. Maybe you can define it for me.
It's more or less the word of an entire stack of products, which use the same base components at the bottom, and you have a lot of different areas of usage for different products. And they still fit together in sort of one package, and you can reuse a lot of the competence you have in one part of the NetWeaver against the others as well. Mm.
So that sort of works with the SOA kind of philosophy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The enterprise service architecture, which is SAP is talking about, and that's, I think, one of the biggest new stuff with the 2004S release, and it's getting more and more closer to a truly SOA platform. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your involvement with the SAP Developers Network, that's SDN.
Yeah, it started off when the SDN was created. I started looking to SDN and finding information. I saw that SAP information was sometimes difficult to find out where you got that. So I used SDN as a lot of building competence on these areas. And when you build competence, often the best way is going to the forums and answering questions and doing blogs. When you find something interesting, you might do a blog and you see that it's not really been covered before. And that's been what SDN has been for me. I was quite active the first year, and now it's more or less trying to squeeze in time between different projects and getting, when you find new stuff, which should be interesting for the entire community.
So you have a blog called SAP Facts?
Yeah, that's correct.
What is involved with that? And it's what's the Chuck Norris style?
How did
all that come about?
There is a site called ChuckNorrisFacts.com, which basically has, somebody came up with the idea of doing facts where you exaggerate and you make facts which are, just humorous. For example, they say that Chuck Norris has sued CBS because he claims Law and Order are trademarked for his left and right leg, and stuff like that. And there's a big list of that, and a lot of people have contributed to that list. Then I was reading something called Bruce Schneier Facts. Bruce Schneier is a very well-known crypto analyst. He's got his own cryptogram, which he sends a lot to a lot of people. And there were these facts as well, saying that God uses Bruce Schneier as his certification authority. So I was just reading that. I was thinking, what next? What would be the next stuff? And then I just figured, why not do something about SAP? And then I was just starting brainstorming and seeing what I could find out. And in the end, I just created this site, filled it up with a few facts of my own, and talked with Mark and Craig about getting the community behind this and getting a contest running. So that it started out with probably about 15, 20 facts. Now we got almost 70 facts, and we're doing a contest now, which is ending on Friday 22nd. So the winner going to be announced then.
So these real facts, or are they just exaggerated things about SAP?
Very exaggerated, yeah.
Okay.
And of course, you want to mess about with Oracle, that saying that Oracle runs SAP and everything you really can find out. For example, we have one saying that Chuck Norris uses SAP to keep track of his death count, and SAP NetWeaver is based on alien technology. When NetWeaver was released, there was a disturbance in the force, and stuff like that, which just, as absurd as it can get, but still it should be funny, .
But it also speaks to, though, that this is a very spirited community that you have in SDN.
Yeah.
And so what kinds of examples have you had, maybe working with people, that has really helped you in your work at Bouvet?
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to deal with experience people have with the solution. Especially, I'm working for a big customer, the biggest oil company in Norway, and we have a big installation regarding Portal and a lot of other SAP systems. And when you read documents on official documents, you need special solutions for very big solutions. And that's what I can get through SDN. I can get contact with people running the same types of problem. And sometimes you can just read through the forums, and then you don't really need that you don't need some information on that, but then you go to a meeting and then suddenly somebody's talking about, we should have this functionality or this, then you already read some about it and you know some facts regarding it, and it's much easier than to look at the facts, and you have a good, much more overall understanding of the entire recipe landscape.
Well, it sounds like it really adds a lot to your value to the company in particular, yeah?
Yeah, definitively, yeah. And we've also been using, we're trying to get new employees to start using SDN in order to use that to gain more experience and basically show yourself in the community. Even though we're based in Norway, it's always, and quite a small company, it's always nice to people know who we are, and yeah.
So what makes you excited about being, I mean, being here on SDN Day with this particular community? I know that you're also kind of a leader in this area as well, but tell us a little bit about what gives you the excitement about being here.
I think it's mostly regarding networking, meeting new people, seeing what they're doing, and especially we had some network sessions now this morning, and they were just phenomenal, just getting, talking to people, sitting down, we were just getting a table, five people, talking what you're doing, what challenges do you have, and whatever you want to do, and doing that for 20 minutes, switching tables, and you learn about so many different people, and they have the same problems as you have, and you just get contacts and bigger networks where you can use if you have problems, yeah.
Anything in particular that you learned at this meeting so far today?
Let me see. Well, I've just been in a session now with Thomas Young regarding the ABAP editor backport. There was one regarding WebGen Pros, how to use standard SAP functionality to build your own components, which will be similar look and feel and have a lot of other benefits. So, yeah, and the sessions are also a bit less formal than you would expect in the rest of the tech ed. So it's much easier to just grab a hold of one of the guys and ask them some questions directly or in the session. Or yeah. So it's a sort of more interactive experience than you would normally get at a tech ed.
Okay. I've been speaking with Dagfinn Parnas, who is with Bouvet Company, a user of SAP, and also he's involved very directly in the SDN community with SAP Facts and other things there on the web. And thanks for being with us on the podcast and right here at SDN Day in Las Vegas.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, great.